Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Rising safety concerns here in the U.S.
There's no question we're seeing an increase in reported threats.
FBI Director Christopher Wray asking for vigilance, warning Hamas and other groups could exploit the conflict in the Middle East to plot attacks here in the United States, while concerns rise that anger here at home may be spilling into violence. In Illinois, a Palestinian-American boy is dead and his mother is in serious condition. Police say a landlord repeatedly stabbed the Muslim family renting his home in a deadly attack related to the Israel-Hamas war. Six-year-old Wadia Al-Fayoumi was killed.
The female's claiming that the landlord has the child in another room and apparently is either stabbing or has stabbed the child.
71-year-old Joseph Zuba is now behind bars, facing murder and hate crime charges. For Wadia's father and cousin, the grief is overwhelming.
Wadia was such an intelligent boy. He was a sweetheart. He loved his iPad. He loved games. He loved watching like cartoons. He was our world.
He's like a dream. I still didn't believe my son is gone.
It comes as law enforcement nationwide has stepped up security at Jewish places of worship.
There's a lot of fear. There's fear now more than ever since the Holocaust.
Since Hamas terrorists attacked Israel more than a week ago, reports of anti-Semitic incidents have spiked nearly 300% compared to the same week last year, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Over the weekend, tens of thousands rallied in cities from coast to coast, holding solidarity marches and vigils for the victims in Israel.
We are protesting. We're walking proudly with the Star of David.
Pro-Palestinian supporters also taking to the streets. Marchers in Atlanta demanding an end to the violence.
We want to stop this.
President Biden reacted to that terrible stabbing in Illinois of the little boy, saying, in his words, calling it a horrific act of hate that has no place in America.
I hope not. I hope this has no place in America. I really do. I'm counting on everybody to smarten up real quick, because I mean, the amount of choosing sides and the hatred for the other side is devolving in this country, and it's based on no information. That's the scary part. You know, I watched a lot of the protests this weekend. I watched, you know, an inordinate amount of them on both sides of, you know, the issue, not both sides of the fairness of the issue, but both sides of the issue. And the side that is pro-violence, the side that is cheering terrorism and terrorists, the side that is saying, you know, Israel had it coming and that, you know, the terrorists were right to do this. You're insane and you're getting your news off of TikTok. You understand that? I understand it. It's kids, okay? It's stupid, uninformed people who are eager to be, I don't know, social justice warriors. And for them, everything boils down to the oppressed and the oppressor. Well, it ain't that simple. You're talking about a piece of land that has been colonized since colonization was a thing, which was the beginning of time. I don't think you understand. I don't think anybody gets that swath of land there, you know, has been part of the Ottoman Empire, which would make it under Turkish rule until World War I. And then the Turks lost that portion of land to the British. The British then colonized it and made it a British mandate. And it stayed that way. And then Egypt took it and they had control of it from 1948 to 1967. Does this ring a bell with anybody? No, it does not. Because they are literally getting their information off social media. And social media isn't going to provide a complete history of the land that is now Israel. They're not. And so people just want to get, I don't know, choose a side right away. First of all, the amount of violence that was exhibited, the amount of suffering that is going on the Palestinian portion of this, you know, horrific thing. It's always the people, right? It's always the innocent people. Why would that be? Why is it always the innocent people? Why was it the people in the kibbutz that were attacked and murdered? Why was it their grandparents and their children and their infant children and their aunts and uncles and people who went to the Gaza border when a woman would need to come out of Gaza with a permit to seek medical care in Israel because she was having a difficult pregnancy or whatever? It was those people in that area, in those kibbutz, that would actually go and greet those Arab women and help them get to the medical care that they applied to get. Why were they killed? And why was the pregnant Palestinian woman now searching for water? Why is the pregnant Palestinian woman now searching for food? Why is she having to walk all the way down to the Rafah gate in southern Gaza and beg the Egyptians to open the gate? And they don't really want to. They don't really want to. Well, nobody wants to sit there and think about why don't the Egyptians want to open that gate? What is that deal? And, will the Egyptians bring water and food in if they don't want those people out? And how come nobody ever talks about the fact that the Egyptians are sealing the southern part of Gaza as the Israelis seal the northern part? You never hear that conversation, do you? No, because they don't even know. Nor do they care to know. I don't know what has happened to the American left, but I've told you this 1,000,000,000,000 times way before this became an issue, way before this became terrifyingly, the opening salvo to what could be World War III if what we do next goes badly. And what have I told you? I've told you that the American left has gone so far to the left that it ended up on the right. And it is so bizarre and so twisted and so scary and so sick to think that American Jews and American blacks and American Palestinians might not have a home in the left, might not have a home in the Democratic Party. You understand that kind of separation of us who are joined because we have similar stories to tell, because we understand the way to having progress made is always nonviolent. It always has been. It always will be. You know, I hear people go, well, this is apartheid. This is apartheid. You know, you don't know jack crap about apartheid nor how it ended or what Mandela had to sacrifice in order to be a nonviolent bringer of equality to South Africa. You have no earthly idea that the civil rights movement in the United States, one of the most successful rights movements in the history of humankind, was led with nonviolence. Even when little girls were being blown up in churches, nonviolence. Violence doesn't get you anywhere, ever, except into a giant cycle of violence. Now, the right wing believes in violence. They attacked our capital, okay? They attacked our capital because they fell in love with an autocrat, because they fell in love with a psycho, because they fell in love with the lunatic fringe, because they fell in love with ultra MAGA. And how'd that turn out? 1,000 of them went to freaking jail. Violence never produces the result that you wish it would. It just doesn't. And when I watch the American left evolve into some sick and insanely, ridiculously endless retaliation or an endless, civil war inside of the Democratic Party, we're going to end up just like the right wing. They can't even pick a Speaker of the House now because they're at civil war. Well, if you think that the enemies of this country aren't cheering for a civil war inside of the Republican Party and a civil war inside the Democratic Party all at the same time, you're mistaken. And if you think that people who don't wish us well aren't on social media, disinforming and misinforming young people in this country, you're also insane. I mean, I just can't even believe what is passing in this country for a suitable response.